The Strand Center Gallery was created after the Strand Center for the Arts obtained and renovated the former federal building on Margaret Street in Plattsburgh. Its main gallery currently features artwork from the Northeastern Association of the Blind at Albany Blind Artists Society and the North Country Association of the Visually Impaired. Gallery coordinator David Monette gives us a tour of the In Perspective Art of the Visually Impaired gallery exhibition.
This is our In Perspective show, The Art of the Visually Impaired. Last year we did something very similar, and we thought that it was a very important thing to continue. Because not very many people know that people who have visual impairments can actually do quite wonderful artwork.
How blind are the blind artists?
That's the thing. There's a range. You know, you can have cataracts cloud your vision. You can have glaucoma, pigmentosis. So there's a lot of different variations that come with having a visual impairment. It's not just not being able to see.
How many pieces are in the exhibit?
There's 93, and they range from two-dimensional works all the way to pottery. We actually had a class here at the Strand with some people who were visually impaired.
So can you describe some of these pieces?
All right, great. So these pieces here are called lilies. You can see all the wonderful colors, and to me, they look very impressionistic. The dots of color that we're seeing come out.
It looks like some of the very classical impressionistic artists.
Yeah. And now this is Constance Avery. This is Constance's as well. Notice the difference in tone. This one has a flaming guitar right here, you know, and you look at this, which is much more abstract. What we're looking at here, we've got a very abstract painting. It looks like this is a cellophane that was put down at one point to create this interesting design that you see here. And then when it was peeled away, it left this into the paint. I know that because I do that kind of stuff, but it's neat.
Next to the abstract, you have this very, very realistic flower painting.
Yeah, it's a very detailed picture, and she captured a lot of the blues and purples of the flower's petals. You know, if this was done by someone who was perfectly sighted, it would be a wonderful piece. And the fact that it was done by someone with a visual impairment makes it even more impressive.
I wanted to take a look at the pottery a little bit closer.
The thing about clay is that it's all tactile. You know, it's all your hands and feeling how your art is taking shape.
Now, this is asking, like, which baby is your favorite, but do you have any favorite pieces here?
Well... You know, I would have to say I like the two beach panels. These are just done so well. When I paint, I'm a very detailed painter, and this is so loose and so painterly, and yet it still has that beach feeling to it.
So painterly, is that a technical term I should familiarize myself with?
Well, it's just that it's done loosely. There's not a fine attention to detail. When you step back, you can see the composition.
The typewriter is rather interesting, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a Braille typewriter. We have a little sign here to show how Braille works if you want to write your name or something like that. This is my name up here, actually. And, you know, we have a little code thing right here, and it shows you how to press what buttons to press when you want to type.
There's not very many keys on it.
No, there aren't. 9 keys, and that's it. But that is the entire alphabet.
And this is right next to, I think, the most textured of the art that's in here.
Yeah, 2D mixed media pieces. It looks like there's plaster, creates this sort of bumped raised surface, and then they paint it on top of that. Very abstract looking stuff.
Makes you want to figure out what's under them.
And I know, you just scratch. We're all kids at heart.
Do you find that the artists that are displaying here have a particular favorite type of medium?
No. From hearing the artists in their, the ones that we had take classes, the idea of texture, especially clay, doing that. And also, if you come down this way, our gallery has a sort of an L shape here. And when you come down here, you'll see there's a large vase, probably about 2 feet high. It's made of cloth. And all the flowers that are above it, they're maybe 1.5 feet in diameter, round. They're made of colored yarn and coffee beans, and it's very mixed media. And it was funny because the instructor, she asked one of the participants, well, what color do you want? And she said, color, I don't care about color.
Yet, even though color doesn't matter, in this exhibit, I'm seeing a lot of color.
I know, right? Yeah.
What are some of the unique aspects of some of these pieces?
Look at these pieces right here. The instructor went around with this raised glue stuff. You see how the bird is raised?
Yeah.
Just the outline. And then the artists were given colors. These are, I think this is chalk. And then they got to do whatever they wanted. Some of them colored in the bird in different colors. Some of them put an interesting background on it. And the way that they knew where the bird was to feel with their fingers. And to me, that's a neat part of this show, is understanding as an artist and as a person who just likes to look at art, how they came up with the way the art was made.
What is the hope that this will bring to the people viewing the art?
Maybe the idea that a visual impairment doesn't mean inability to do things. So this is our show.
And the gallery hours?
We're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5 and Saturday from 10 till 2.
In Perspective, Art of the Visually Impaired will be on view at the Strand Center Gallery in Plattsburgh until June 24th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.